Hello, and welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. My name is Armand Sheffy, a.k.a. Pastor Fury, the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries, innovating ways to help those in the shadows of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we make sure we take a look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Reading Bible, and we dive in for a few minutes. So grab a cup of Joe, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. Well, today's reading, we did Genesis 8, Matthew 8, Ezra 8, and Acts 8. And there was something in Genesis that God really used to stoke my fire this morning. Now, through this pandemic, I mean, these have been some wild times to be alive, not even just here in America, but globally. I mean, with people losing loved ones, losing jobs, in America, the racial turmoil rising from its slumber, political instability, and in many spheres of life, it just felt chaotic, and some are tempted to despair. I mean, let's be honest. In this past year, there have been several times I've been tempted to despair. But in the reading today, God brought to mind a truth that can comfort us all. God remembers his people. In Genesis 8, verse 1, it says, "But God remembered Noah." This is after the flood had started. The flood is in full rage and they're all inside of the ark. And God remembered Noah. In the midst of the 100+ days, Noah was on God's mind. I think as many of us find ourselves closed away behind doors and the echo chamber combination of our thoughts, social media, and news feeds, in the midst of our own little arcs, God's whisper breaks in saying, "I have not forgotten you." We read later in Deuteronomy that the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Y'all, God remembers his people. When God remembered Noah, he sent a wind to conquer the flood, and the waters receded. Our individual stories are different, but through 2020 and now the beginning of 2021, we have all been painfully impacted by this pandemic that has felt oftentimes like a flood surrounding us. Well, hey, let me tell you right here and now that there will come a day soon enough where God's people can say, "The waters receded." The question is, will we be found faithful while we wait? Will we be found hoping in him? Noah sends out birds to determine if it was time, looking for signs that they could exit. But the Lord ultimately sends his voice and calls Noah and his family out. Now, we can get so focused on what happens to the ravens and what happens with the doves that we send out, the way things are shaping up around us, the climate that surrounds us, that those have the final say on where our hope is. While God doesn't rebuke Noah for looking to those natural things for signs like the olive branch of peace that the dove brings back, God also doesn't neglect to give Noah his word. He speaks and commands. So let me ask you, is our hope in what the doves bring back, or is it in Christ and his word? Now, like the church in Acts 8, many today feel our church is under persecution, with orders to close church doors in some cases throughout America. But we must look to examples like the first persecution of the church and see that God has a plan to get his purposes fulfilled no matter the situation. It was through the persecution and scattering of the church that the gospel spread. They still found ways to serve God's purpose. I imagine in the 150-ish days Noah was in the ark, he had some serious times of grateful devotion and devout worship in which he was able to lead his family. The mission doesn't wait for the water to recede. It just finds a new way to manifest. While God promises to remember us as he did Noah, let us promise to remember and heed his word. Let us always remember that Jesus is our ark in which we are saved from destruction, in which we find hope, peace and rest, as well as the fresh wind we need to get on and stay on mission. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, God Almighty, send us, your people, a wind today, a wind that reminds us of your presence, that reminds us of your power, a wind that reminds us of our purpose. Let it be so. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, head on over to 5bythefire.org and leave a comment on this episode if you enjoyed it, or if you had thoughts about it or questions or of other passages that were read today. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and share, and I hope to chat with you tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.